The Voice from Jerusalem presents Yuval Shomron's program, Hebrew Highlights.
Shalom, this is Yuval Shomron coming to you from Jerusalem. Boker Tov. This greeting we use every day in Israel simply means good morning. Tov meaning good, and Boker meaning morning. Introduced very early in the Bible, Earth experienced both the word and the event for the first time in Genesis 1, verse 5. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, one day. So what? Well, the morning has great significance in God's word. Let's explore some of the passages which, if you'll excuse the expression, shed light on the subject. Psalm 5, verse 3. In the morning, O Lord, thou wilt hear my voice. In the morning I will order my prayer to thee and eagerly watch. What a perfect time to start our day with God. According to this verse, we should not only begin the day with our communication to God, but wait for an answer as well. It is this watching that most of us fall short in. We are quick to make the Lord aware of our needs, but too often run off to breakfast and then to work without waiting for wisdom from above. In fact, morning is the time to see victory, according to Psalm 30, verses 4 through 5. Sing praise to the Lord, you his godly ones, and give thanks to his holy name. For his anger is but for a moment, his favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may last for the night, but a shout of joy comes in the morning. Asking and receiving should not be the only things on our agenda when we wake up, as we see in Psalm 92, verses 1 through 2. It is good to give thanks to the Lord and to sing praises to thy name, O Most High, to declare thy loving kindness in the morning and thy faithfulness by night. So it seems that a truly good morning would include a time of worship to God as well. Sometimes, after a particularly difficult day, we go to bed in condemnation, feeling that we have failed the Lord. Maybe the psalmist also experienced this, since in Psalm 90, verse 14, we read, O satisfy us in the morning with thy loving kindness, that we may sing for joy and be glad all our days. The plea is repeated in Psalm 143, verse 8. Let me hear thy loving kindness in the morning, for I trust in thee. Teach me the way in which I should walk, for to thee I lift up my soul. We can indeed put our soul in God's hands at the beginning of each day and count on his mercy, as we are reminded in Lamentations 3, verses 22 through 23. The Lord's loving kindnesses indeed never cease, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. What comforting words. Most of us could use compassion every morning. If we take time to accept it, maybe we will have that same compassion on others we encounter during the day. King David was a man after God's own heart and a mighty ruler and warrior. Yet he found that these morning times with God were not enough. He didn't stop there, as we see in Psalm 55, verses 16 through 18. As for me, I shall call upon God, and the Lord will save me. Evening and morning and noon I will complain and murmur, and he will hear my voice. He will redeem my soul in peace from the battle which is against me, for they are many who strive against me. Tomorrow, when you get up, start your day with a Hebrew greeting to the Lord. Look up to your Heavenly Father and say, Boker Tov. Then it probably will be exactly that. Good morning and shalom from Jerusalem.
You've been listening to Hebrew Highlights with Yuval Shomron. Visit our website, www.HebrewHighlights.com.
Rabbah emunatecha chadashim.